Unit 10. Lesson A. Building Vocabulary. A. Meaning from Context. Page 184.
The world population is now over 7 billion people. As a result, there is an intense need for additional food. Instead of using conventional farming methods, many large farms now only plant one crop, such as corn, wheat, or rice. Farmers plant this crop over very large areas. This type of agriculture is known as monoculture. The benefit of monoculture is to maximize the harvest, but there are experts who say that the benefit is offset by its negative effects. One serious problem of monoculture is the effect it has had on the number of vegetable varieties grown by farmers. The number of vegetable varieties has greatly diminished since 1903, and many crop species no longer exist. In the future, if one of the plants farmers rely on is destroyed via disease or climate change, this could cause major problems in the world's food supply. Therefore, some scientists are now trying to modify the genes of other vegetables to recreate the lost vegetable varieties. It's important to monitor and save the vegetable varieties that remain. Many experts advocate setting up seed banks to collect and keep the seeds of plants that are no longer planted by farmers. Many farmers and scientists devote themselves to the important work of setting up these seed banks. Today, there are about 1,400 of them around the world. The vegetable seeds inside these seed banks could be extremely important to the welfare of the people on Earth.